We saw several renditions. We went with the committee that had been studying it, their recommendations. It was also staff recommendations, and the council was unanimous on going forward with that plan.
Which is going to feature what?
It's going to feature a small meeting room, office, that sort of thing, storage, and a large open pavilion that will be covered but not heated or air-conditioned, where there'll be opportunities for self-guided tours and the different types of things that you would find in the park. It's a fabulous park for all of our natural grasses and wildflowers and like, as well as the hiking trails and then the actual animals, the habitat there. So it will be mostly self-guided.
There had been previous discussion about doing more. How did you all arrive at the decision that you did?
Mostly it was constrained by costs. 5 years ago when the bond was passed in 2008, our economic situation, both locally, statewide, and nationally, was very different. And so the vision there was building a first-class air-conditioned space with all sorts of classrooms, and that's expensive. And the classes, we think, are not going to be coming from the school districts because their schedule is so packed, and to get them in buses and get them out there and take them back. But rather, we see the educational opportunities on weekends and summers when there might be local camps that come, or that parents will come and take their children to study out there.
Was now the projected timeline for construction?
Not in this fiscal year, and when we have the design contract, we'd have a better estimate of cost, and you know, we'll go from there. We may tweak it a little bit and cut back on something, add something else. Just have to wait and see.